This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there a sneezy?
I think so.
They're sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know all of the...
I really don't.
The dwarfs? Can you even... Is that allowed to say the word? Little people?
I don't know. That's ever changing.
Gosh, it is just, you know...
It bugs you.
Can't keep track of everything.
I know.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Yeah, it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, so call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, try back. We'll get you in. Let's go to Tom. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Yeah, you can probably imagine what's bugging me, the whole Zelensky thing. So I listened to Jack Keane. He had the best analysis of the whole thing. And what he said was Zelensky basically is unhappy with the deal that Trump had worked out with Zelensky ahead of time. They had three meetings on this. They had Besant meeting on the economic front of it. And when he went in there, everything was set in stone. And they were supposed to have this nice little press conference, sign the deal, have lunch, and this was going to be the first step in the truce in Ukraine. But Zelensky doesn't want a truce in Ukraine. He wants to defeat the Russians. And in his mind, he thinks another year, and a bunch of the European leaders think another year of fighting will lead to Russia caving on this. So they played, he ambushed Trump to try to get what he wanted. And that was Keane's analysis. And that's bugging the hell out of me.
It seems pretty clear that was the deal. He went in there very arrogant and had no designs to sign any agreement. And the mineral deal, of course.
Well, I guess if you think you can come in, and because you're on live TV in front of the press in America, and you think you can badger Trump the way you might have done Biden?
Right.
No.
That's not going to fly.
It's not going to work at all.
And it didn't fly at all. Mm-mm. Good morning, Debbie. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Can somebody please tell me what kind of salary this guy, Zelensky, gets? How many homes does he own? Questionable.
That is interesting. You know, you see memes that he owns several different homes he's taking. I saw somewhere where he allegedly is taking $11 million a year, something like that.
Right.
I don't know. This is another one of those deals where you wish you had real truth tellers that you could count on to see how he is, paying himself.
Well, and some people said, oh, no, that was money he made, you know, as an actor, comedian. It didn't come from the Ukrainian
people. And some of that. Could be true, yeah.
Could be.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And Jeff, what's bugging you?
You mentioned a movie that I never heard of, and somehow it won a bunch of awards. Couldn't the box office determine what movie is great? Hollywood's in denial. God bless America.
Yeah, look, for some of them, it's the agenda. It's what they consider that makes them feel good or something. And the Academy Awards was never supposed to always be about the box office, but usually that played some part in it, a successful movie.
Because when you see these scenarios where something that did not get that big of a response, that a lot of Americans have never even heard of, it definitely does become the definitely the industry patting itself on the back because nobody else knows about what we did.
Yeah, they're like, what? Yeah. What was that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I'm totally mystified how the Zelensky-Trump meeting wasn't worked out on, say, video call or whatever conference, like weeks in advance before it was brought public, and everything would have just been a simple signing. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the deal. Everybody said all the agreements were agreed upon. Everybody nodded yes. Everybody, you know, leading up to this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that, you know, Trump was shocked.
Sure.
By how the things unraveled. I mean, you could kind of call it a really an ambush in a way.
Well, like I said, so you could tell the look on Rubio's face because he thought, hey, this is a done deal. They're going to come in. We're going to do this.
Well, several people had talked to both Zelensky and his people. You know what I mean? They were all like, yep, it's a done deal. That was the whole arrangement for it to make it immediate, to make it public.
And I'm sure you'll get into it later, but there were a couple of different meetings. You mentioned the one. Well, there was the one with some Republicans and Democrats together, kind of a rah-rah, here's how to do this, but then the Democrats
got them alone.
Had their own thing. And
brainwashed him or whatever they did.
That did not help them and his manner.
Yeah, no.
His cause.
What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Last chance, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm sure you're fixing to pack up your Harley so you can finally scratch spring break in North Korea off your bucket list. Yeah. But what's bugging me is the way Dunkin' Donuts needed to delete donuts from their name. I mean, they probably quadrupled their marketing costs by changing all the signs, and that also implies that, okay, so Pizza Hut, we just call it Hut, or Burger King, we just call it King. It was just, I think we need to send Doge over to the marketing department at Dunkin' Donuts to clean house. Thanks, guys.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess I wasn't fully aware of that name change, to be honest with you. Yeah, that's... look, they're always trying to freshen things up in marketing. Yeah, but you figure in the cost and all that and trying to be cutesy, I guess. Whatever. We've got a local independent guy that blows them away, to be honest with you. So we're kind of spoiled. Good morning, Kate. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is my husband and I are Christians. We have four kids, and I voted for Trump every time, and I still love him. I love Doge. I really love what we're doing with that, but it really has hit home with us. My husband is a VA worker. And I get we need to cut spending and all the fat. But I guarantee you, there's no fat in the VA budget office. They've already fired one of the VA budget analysts, who is a military veteran. My husband is a military veteran for 26 years. And it's disheartening because there's no fat in this office. I have to take on another job to help pay the bills. And he's afraid he's going to lose his job, and we're already tight.
So look, that's a concern for everybody that's working in the government right now. And yes, you need to be concerned. You need to make preparations that there could be changes. And again, it's my hope that they really can differentiate between people that are producing and those that are not. And because of the DOD and the whole thing for the veterans, I would think, if anything, some of these cuts in other areas might add to the budget to take care of our veterans, because that's probably what's needed. Good morning, Jim. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is Zelensky. He came in dressed like a thug, was disrespectful with his body language, disrespected Vice President Vance by calling him J.D., obviously came to grift some money, so that's unaccountable by and large. And he has no intention on peace. And if I'm not mistaken, he's as bad as Putin, because he stopped all elections while the war was going on.
Right. And look, if you lie and say you're going to sign the agreement and then you come and you don't, I mean, You're a liar. You're not a man of your word. That's problematic. 7:30 on the Bob Rose Show. So much more to talk about coming up. We'll get to it next on 97.3 The Sky.